all this week, the ABC has casting an eye to the north, Northern Australia in particular. And a few weeks ago, we on Sunday night got ahead of the tribe because we slipped off to the Northern Territory. Noel Debien and I took off to Northern Australia on a bit of a gospel choir tour following the Soweto Gospel Choir and other local choirs around Alice Springs and out to some of the old missions like Hermansburg. Noel spoke particularly to Shimi Gianni, who's the music director and choreographer of the Soweto Gospel Choir, about their commitment to the people of Aboriginal Australia and the music of Aboriginal Australia and the influence of one Nelson Mandela. To get us there, here's a song recorded by Noel and the Soweto Gospel Choir, This Little Light of Mine.
Sitting here in limbo, and I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, and I feel like a bird ain't got no song. Meanwhile, they putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sing it to me now.
Limbo, 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 limbo.
Oh yeah.
Limbo, limbo, limbo.
Sitting in limbo.
Limbo, 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 limbo. Limbo, limbo, limbo.
Waiting for the dice to roll. In limbo. There's so much resistance in limbo. Oh, limbo, 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 limbo. This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Lilo, lilo, vutema tanje.
Vutema tanje.
Lilo, lilo, vutema tanje.
Lilo,
lilo, vutema tanje.
Vutema tanje.
Lilo, vutema tanje.
Oh, glory, if you
ever needed the Lord before,
you must be
sure you need him now.
Oh, oh,
sure you need him now.
You must be
sure you need him now.
Oh, glory, if you
ever needed the Lord before,
you must be
sure you need him now. We need him every day and every hour.
We
need him in the morning. Need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
Need him in the morning.
If we ever
needed the Lord before,
you must be sure you need him now.
We need him every day and every hour.
This light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yes.
Choice of our guest in this hour, Shimi Gianni, who's from Soweto Gospel Choir. Now, you're on a tour, a special tour, and this is commemorating Madiba, Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
Tell me what you know, what you feel about this man.
Wow. Now, okay, let me sit straight. First of all, he's the father of a nation. He's one man that taught the world that you need to forgive but not forget. He's the one man that came out of jail after 27 years and went and built a beautiful nation that's called the Rainbow Nation, which is South Africa. He came in after 27 years. After all they've done to him, after all they said to him when he was in jail, he came back. He never said, I'm going to hit back. He sat and said, I'm going to build this nation. He never said, I'm going to be negative about everything. He was always positive about everything. He always, in his mind and everything, it was peace and reconciliation. That's what he stood for. He built that nation. When others were pulling that side, he was like, I'm standing here. We're all going to come back, and we're going to come back on this line, and we're going to stand straight, and we're going to sing one song, and that song is Forgive, but Not Forget. And also, you need to move on in life. When Mandela came out of jail, he moved on in life. That's why South Africa is where it is today, because he never stuck to what happened to him back. Because if he would stuck to what happened there, we would have never been here.
Did he speak of his own faith ever?
For me, he was a Christian because he loves Christian music.
Out of your concert, because we're recording your concert, of course,
yeah.
Which is your favorite song for him?
It's called Asimbonang.
Asimbonang, what's the translation?
Asimbonang Apiko, because of it's a song that talks about what we say is we didn't see all that happened to Nelson Mandela when he was in jail. And now this is the song that speaks about it.
The following song was written by Johnny Clegg. This song pays tribute to our past heroes and also speaks about the hardships that Nelson Mandela faced in Robben Island. And the song simply means we didn't see all that Mandela went through.
Because,
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 I was in Kenya, it was very important whether what tribe you belong to, too. Yeah, yeah. And I wonder in your choir, how many tribes are present, too?
Ooh. We got 9. We've got Zulus, we've got Xhosas, we've got Sotho, we've got Venda, we've got Shangans, we've got Pedi, we've got Tsongas, we've got Ndebele. And then we've got Kevin, who speaks English because he's colored.
9. Well, again, when you meet our indigenous people, here is another link, I think, isn't
it? Yeah, there's some similarities when you meet these Arab Aboriginal people, yeah. When we went there and we shared with them our music and we shared our history and all that, we were, like I said, we were moved, you understand? And that's why I think we had to come back here and get more of those stories, you know? Because what we stand for, as Soweto Gospel Choir, is we stand for peace, joy, and happiness. We want people to be happy. We want people to enjoy whatever they're doing in life. We want people to live, to be real in life.
Well, if you had to choose a song about social change, about improving society, which one would you choose?
Put Your Hands.
Put Your Hands.
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
Put your hand in the hand of a man who stood the water. Put your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently, just
hand in the hand of a man from Galilee.
Oh yeah. Put your hand in the hand of a man who stood water. Put your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently, just
our Shimi Gianni, who's the choir leader from Soweto Gospel Choir.
Yes, sir.
Shimi, In terms of your travel and when you go home, when you go home to Soweto and when the choir goes home, when you look around, is it the same? Is it similar? What's different? What's the same?
Australia to us, it's similar to South Africa.
It is similar?
Even with the weather, yeah.
Yep.
Because in South Africa, there are places where it's hot, like Durban. It's hot. Even on the other side of the town, on the other side of the country, it's winter. Because now it's winter in South Africa and it's cold. And so when you go to Melbourne, Canberra, it's very cold. We went to Canberra, it was very cold. So it's similar to South Africa. It's not like it's anything that we've never seen before, but it's similar.
And when you come, can I ask where else you tour? Is it a worldwide thing you do, or do you have a special relationship here?
In Australia, we've got a special relationship. This is the country where, when we started in 2002, when nobody knew us, because they did auditions, and after auditions, we went for rehearsals for 2 months. Then after 2 months, we went straight on tour, and our tour was in Australia.
That was the first one? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, that was the first one.
I thought you were already famous.
Nah, when we came to Australia in 2002, no, this way we started. And when we started, our first stop was Frankston.
Frankston?
Yes.
In Victoria?
Yes, and it was sold out.
Huh?
And they never knew, they didn't even know anything about us.
Well, how did the choir get together? Who did it?
The late David Mulovetsi.
He's gone to God, has he?
Yeah, he's passed on now. And then with Mr. Andrew Cater, he's my boss.
Oh, yes, Mr. Andrew Kay brought the tour to Australia.
Yes, and he came to South Africa. He came with Beverly Breyer.
In 2002?
Yes.
Long ago, so he's been with you all that time.
Yeah, and then he was looking for, you know, a talent that he would take all over the world. And then when they saw a show and they loved what they saw, they were wowed about what they saw. They were like, how about you open up a choir? They did auditions. They would put it on paper. Everybody saw there was auditions. So the 24 that's on stage.
So we're talking, it's about 12 years old, basically.
It's 12 years old now.
Is it a full-time job for all the choir members?
It is a full-time job for us because of in a year, we are away for like 11 months. So it's a full-time job for us.
What do your families think about that?
Well, it's good for us to go on tour and work because at least we put something on the table to eat. Uh-huh. It provides for us. It's a life-changing job for us as a choir. And we get to do our own things. We get to buy ourselves cars and houses and all that. So that's what our families would love to see us prospering in life.
So it made a big difference financially.
It is.
What were you doing before then? I'm interested to know.
Me, I'm a qualified dancer, professional dancer.
Ah, okay.
So I'm classically trained.
Classically trained,
yes,
really?
Yes. I go a long way. Like, I'm classically trained, and I do that contemporary jazz. I do tap.
Well, I saw the dance last night because when you were partying with the Asante Sana choir, there was. I thought, some of these people really know what they're doing.
And I also do a lot of choreography in the choir also. I'm the choreographer of the choir.
You're the choreographer as well?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you had to choose one that you like to dance to, here or the concert, whichever, tell me.
That would be simple to choose. I'll go for Calvary.
Calvary?
Yes.
Calvary? That sounds like Calvary Hill where Christ died.
No, yeah, but you know what? He died, but he rose again. He rose again. He never died forever. He died for a couple of hours and then he rose again. So, yes.
Bye.
The Soweto Gospel Choir live in Alice Springs. That track was called Calvary. Noel Debien and I were in Central Australia, in Alice, a few weeks ago with the Soweto Gospel Choir as they worked with local choirs, not just to do with music, but to do with, as Shimmy indicated, very many other things.